Time's up, time's up, time's up. Hold on. All right, so you got 30 seconds. You ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Nobos.
Guys, the first day of summer 2020.
Hey.
Yes, I look around the room and both of you are wearing jumpers.
Well, we are in probably like 2 degree air conditioning right now.
Yeah, it's the same temperature in this room every day of the year.
Is it? I thought it fluctuates like a middle-aged woman's temperature in this room.
Nope.
It's up and down and...
No. Maybe you're having hot flushes, Maddie.
Crevo and I sit directly underneath
the
air conditioning vents on our side.
I would love to swap with you guys.
It blasts down here. Oh, well, then...
It cuts in and out, though.
Mm.
It's a really interesting... Set up here.
I'll tell you what, picture perfect day for the first day of summer today. Of course, massive 34 degrees again on the coast today. Currently 21, so it's good.
21, it's good vibes. Is that it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take the dogs for a walk later.
Mm.
Went yesterday.
It was really nice. Yeah, it was.
Beautiful day.
Another non-scorcher, which is good.
We've got a big announcement coming up later on in the show. A massive international star is coming to Newcastle. And we have tickets.
That's right, but it's embargoed at the moment.
Yeah, we can't say who it is.
There's a big rules book over here that we got handed with embargoed stamped on it. So we're like, all right.
This is what happens when you deal with international pop stars.
Yeah.
Very pedantic.
Like, who cares? Just let everyone know already.
Yeah.
Treat your fans to some good news.
If it's already set up, why mess around waiting a bit longer?
Yeah, I've never understood it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Hey, we are playing Lads versus Lasses up next, Newcastle. Ultimate Battle of the Sexes quiz. We are on 37 gold stars apiece.
Ooh.
Everything to play for.
Isn't it? What?
God, it's going to be a real close one in that we've only got, like, what, 2 more weeks of the show, roughly?
Yeah.
2.5 weeks. Wow.
It's going to be close. Come on, girls.
Well, do you know what? Fitting prize today, of course, first day of summer, we have tickets, family passes to Raging Waters Sydney.
Oh, I'd love to go there.
If you want those tickets, give us a call right now, 13 10 09. We need one guy, one girl. We're going to play next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
Yep, we've got two sets of questions that relate to the opposite sex. We still need a lad today. 13 10 09 is the number to call. On offer, family passes to Raging Waters Sydney.
How good is that?
What a summer prize. So good.
So am I going to Rochelle this
morning?
You sure are. All righty, Rochelle.
You go down.
She is a Leo. Cheating is a deal breaker for her and prefers Facebook over Instagram.
Hey, Rochelle.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good to have you on the show. So, we're 37 apiece. How confident are you that you'll take it out this morning for the lasses?
Listen, I'm pretty confident. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning at work, but I might be a little bit tired.
Do you know what, Rochelle? That means that your mind has already started, kicked in for the day, so you have an advantage here. We, on the other hand, woke up an hour ago, so we're still warming up. All right, let's get into it, guys.
All right, so question number one. Total Tools just recently sponsored which local motor racing event?
V8?
We did it on our show.
No, it was a trick question.
500.
Oh, a bit of self-promotion there.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I think it's Aventador. I have no idea what these are. Hurricane and Diablos are models of which car company?
I've got nothing.
That's right. Neither do I. It's Lamborghini. Who is richer?
Oh, I actually know what it does. Sorry, what
yeah,
was
you
one?
Did know them in the end. Just didn't remember to say it.
Who is richer, Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods.
No, unfortunately.
Clean sweep of nose. Don't worry though, because yesterday nobody got any questions right, and the last one. So just hang on there. Thank you, Michelle.
Hold the line. It's time to meet Kale, who considers himself an extrovert. He prefers the beach over camping in summer, and if he won the lotto, he's going to buy himself a new house with a pool. In this weather, I get you, man. How you doing, Kale?
Not too bad, yourself?
Really well. Now, you've only got to get one question right, and you're in with the win, all right?
Right.
No pressure. You'll be sweet. Number one, the TV show Geordie Shore is based in which English city?
Is that Liverpool?
No, it's Newcastle, in fact. Bit of a trick question there as well. All right, number two. Name all five Spice Girls. We're looking for, like, those nickname-type things.
All right. Baby, Scary, Posh, Sporty, Ginger.
Oh, you got it! Good on you, man. You're a winner. More importantly, the lads are winners.
Good job, man. Thanks for that. Amazing. Those Raging Waters passes are all yours, guys. They're so good. And, of course, you can win them right across the day here at 105.3 New FM. Very exciting.
Mm, yeah.
Certainly is. Hey, up next, a bit of a story of mystery and crime as we look into Australia's most prolific sperm donor. Is being investigated at the moment.
Ooh.
We're gonna check in with what's going on with that in just a minute.
Jade, Maddie, and Creepo, the Novos.
Yeah, so a bit of an interesting story came across yesterday about this guy, they're just calling Mr. Pan, or Fan, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Vietnamese name. He's basically become one of Australia's, or maybe Australia's, most prolific sperm donors. It's actually getting him in some trouble with the law because basically in certain parts of Australia you can only create, what they say, create 10 families at a maximum.
Yeah, right. I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, I had no
idea.
Makes
sense, because you don't want a whole heap of the gene pool. Imagine if a little bit of incest goes down, you accidentally, you know, end up having sex with your brother.
Like the royal family, Jane.
And you didn't know. Well, it's true, though.
And they're also saying, you know, if men are not careful, they may end up having to pay child support or inherit the children.
Yeah,
like,
right.
If something happens, you know, and that could end up as an untenable, like, financial burden.
So how many kids does Mr. Fan have at present?
Well, they're saying it's possibly around 23. Which is a huge amount.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah, so essentially he's in these, like, Facebook groups, apparently, that exist to help people, I guess, connect people who are looking for this.
So strong swimmers. He's got some good goods on board.
Good, potent, potent babies.
Yeah.
I was going to say, does he get paid or is he just doing it for fun?
I don't think you're allowed to get paid.
As if he's not charging.
Well, this
secretly on the side.
Isn't that why he's getting in trouble?
Yeah.
Well, so there's a bit more information here. So he said, there was an interview with him where he said, when I first started, I was only going to donate 9 times. He said, when I reached my 9th, I thought that was it. Then I received a message from a lady around Christmas saying the donation was successful, which became my 10th. So, I don't know, he keeps donating. He said, I thought, well, I've already gone over my limit. I'll just help a few more. And it just kind of blew out.
Yes.
His words.
How interesting.
Probably not choice words.
Because the thing is, even if he is getting paid, that he can't just, I don't think he can just, you know, go, like, relieve yourself into a cup and then meet up at a cafe, hand over the goods.
A cup and a turkey baster or something.
It's probably got to keep at a room temperature. So they've got to be doing it in a controlled environment.
I have no idea. Do you know what, though? I would find it hard, and this is just me.
Yeah.
Like, knowing that I have my own flesh and blood out there and just not having anything to do with them would be hard, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Like, imagine having that many kids, not knowing who's related to you.
Well,
I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, so it's interesting because he said he described his donating as a hobby, but said it was like a full-time job, and he had to
pays like one as well.
Abstain from sexual activity, work out at the gym daily, and take like a plethora of vitamins to ensure that he had healthy sperm.
Just throwing it out there, 131009. If you have donated sperm, love to hear from you.
I'm quite fascinated by the whole thing. Not to do it, but it's just a fascinating thing.
Renee, you can keep anonymous, but if anyone has, or maybe you've received a donation,
like, how much do you get?
Well, I think Crevo's right. I don't think you can get money for it, but I think you can do a dodgy side deal.
Who knows? He donated to women informally, it says in this article, through the online group Sperm Donation Australia, and he said the men on the group could be highly competitive and jealous.
Howie? Who knew this world existed?
Totally had no idea. But fascinating, right?
Interesting. I've never met anyone who's aspired to be a sperm donor before either. It must be a very select, people. Yeah. Like, the people in this group. I might join the group just for fun because that's fascinating.
Righto, Jade.
It is interesting. But, yeah, he's claimed he was the first Vietnamese man donating sperm in Australia, and he said that it was in high demand because of his ethnicity and his success rate.
Well,
wow.
How fascinating.
What a man.
Well, yeah. I mean, he shouldn't be breaking the law, though.
No, he shouldn't.
But I'm pretty sure you get paid to donate sperm.
You might, because, funny, my distinct... I think she's my second cousin.
Yeah.
She actually didn't want to wait around for a man. Mm. She ended up getting a donation. I should reach out to her. I think she's on my Facebook and ask her.
Now, Benny, I've heard something today. I think I've found a way for us to make some more money.
I wouldn't want him doing it. Not even if he could get $1 million. There's no way I'd want my husband's spunk out there, you know.
You hear that though, Jade.
Story. I'd say not.
Jackson's saying it's illegal in Australia to make payment for any human tissue, including sperm. Ooh, so there we go. No money involved. He just wants heaps of kids out
doing
there
a service
world.
To the community.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
You know when you have those moments and you get all reflective, just watching the Today Show in the break there. And did you know today, of course, the borders are opening for Queensland to all residents of New South Wales, but 250 days. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Like, it seems so long ago that COVID just begun.
Yeah, wow.
You know, we're all in lockdown here in Newcastle and it was, you know, everything was uncertain and it's just, we've come a long way, haven't we?
I've got to get my calculator out because I'm terrible at
I'm so glad that they're open for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's a lot of families.
It's a good news story for sure.
So there's 365 days in a year minus 250. That means there's only 115 days left. So they were almost locked away for a whole year.
Yeah, wow.
And, I mean, then, of course, there's WA in South Australia who is still locked down at the moment. But, I mean, a lot of people from Newcastle have family members in Queensland.
Oh, in New South Wales in general, you know. It's a big thing. We're just neighbouring states, aren't we?
Yeah, wow.
Off to Queensland. Happy days.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, see, you got on board in the end.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Let's move on. 131009, did you injure yourself before something important, Jade?
Yeah, okay, so this is because Joe Biden has actually fractured his right foot while playing with one of his dogs. Obviously, he's an important man over there at the moment. He's going to a lot of conferences, a lot of meetings.
Yeah.
And he's getting around with a moon boot. So
he's getting ready for a big job change.
Yeah, so poor Joe Biden, he had x-rays which didn't show the fracture initially, and then they've had to get him a CT scan, 78, Turns out two small bones in the middle of his right foot are broken.
Now this is what
because he was playing with his pooch.
This is what happens when you have an elderly president.
Yeah,
you know, just playing with the dog becomes very difficult and dangerous.
Not even for a president. Old people in general. Like once you hit your 70s, your bones are brittle. You've got to be careful.
Real careful.
You don't want to fall. That's for sure. So on 13 10 09, did you injure yourself before something important? Maybe it was your wedding, your 21st birthday.
Holiday.
Maybe you got injured on holiday and you were there because you're going to go to a wedding. Yeah. Like, whatever the situation, we're taking it all.
Any more?
No, I think that's it.
They're all the examples.
They're the only examples I can think of at the top of my head.
Okay, taking your calls after this. 13 10 09, did you injure yourself before something important?
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
13 10 09, did you injure yourself before something important?
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Yeah, this is all because Joe Biden, he's been playing with his dog at home. Being 78, he's actually broken a couple of bones in his right foot.
Should have had that glass of milk.
Yeah, when he was a youngster growing up, he certainly missed out.
Yeah, so now he's getting around in a moon boot. They've got to whack it on him for a little while.
Do you know what's so fascinating about the presidency of Joe Biden?
What?
Like, I don't think anyone in the Secret Service has ever had to deal with the set of problems that they will now face having Joe Biden as president. Something as simple as playing with his dog becomes very dangerous.
They'll be having to watch him like an absolute hawk.
For sure. Because he likes to, you know, portray that energetic sort of vibe.
He's a strong man.
Mm. No, that's Donald Trump. But like running up to the podium and, you know, I've got energy. Yeah, but
mate, don't be careful. At the walking stick, which one was a president that got around a wheelchair? I think it was Roosevelt. One of them.
Oh, yeah. I think you may be
right,
Joe.
I think.
Yeah, so, you know, nothing wrong with being a president and needing a walking aid.
Yeah, that's all right. For his age.
Jade defending Joe Biden. What?
We're in the new
I'll defend anyone who's elderly and should be on a walking stick. Like,
yeah, sounds like he needs
lose
one.
Your pride.
The way to get to Jade's heart, be old.
It's true. I love the elderly.
Or an animal.
All right, taking your calls. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle, did you injure yourself before something important? And what was it?
Well, I injured myself on the first day of holidays by counter-rolling my ankle in and out on a tennis court.
Oh, my God. Just that word, counter-rolling an ankle, don't sound good together, do they?
No.
I had to go and try to find a doctor who I couldn't find, so I found a chemist who hired me crutches. And I had to then hobble around while all three girls were having fun, a ton of fun, and I was sitting there watching, having no fun. And everything else they did, I just had to sit and watch.
Oh, that's awful.
Whoa.
Painful.
So, yeah.
It was very painful. I couldn't even have a sheet on my foot because it just hurt.
Michelle, how long were you out for?
I was out for, it took a good 6 months to heal. They say that, you know, torn ligaments take longer than a break in a bone.
Here you are, Michelle.
6 months.
A lady of leisure playing tennis with the girls, sidelined. Absolutely sidelined. No good. Well, thank you for your call this morning. Appreciate
that. Nothing worse than being the linesman either.
No, no good at all. All right, let's go to Ian.
Hey,
how you
Ian.
Doing?
G'day, how are you?
Good.
Yeah. Hey, good, good. So what did you injure yourself before that was really important?
Well, it was actually my wife. It was 3 days out from our wedding, and we had all the alcohol for the wedding in the car in the boot. She had the wedding cake on her lap, and we went through an intersection, and this guy T-boned us. And the wedding cake went everywhere. The board that the cake was on, it caused my wife to have internal bleeding.
Oh my God!
Flash. And the car was a write-off, basically. And we had plans. We were talking to the priest at John Hunter.
Yeah.
To organise a bedside wedding because it was just like 3 days out. But she managed to get out of hospital before then.
Wow.
What a miracle.
I tell you what, don't put, when you put a wedding in front of a bride-to-be, you, let me tell you, that will do some, make some things happen.
Yeah, you'll find strength that you didn't know you had.
I'll stitch myself up inside to stop this bleeding.
A write-off, an internal bleeding, wedding 3 days away, she gets to the wedding.
Yes, unbelievable.
How long ago was that, Ian?
Well, she has a neck brace on for most of the wedding.
Slip it off for the photos.
Yeah, and then to make things worse, we had one of the worst storms that morning, and decorations went everywhere, and we had to relocate to a local hall.
The poor thing.
So how long ago were you married, Ian?
Almost 30 years ago.
Wow, you know what? That was lucky. That, you know what they say, when it rains on your wedding day, it's forever. And I think, you know, you're obviously blessed with the rain after that accident.
It's either that or I just can't take a hint very well.
Thanks, Ian. What a joker. I love
what
that.
What a story.
Yeah, so good. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson, or the Hollywood goss from the last 24 hours? Good morning.
Good morning. Selena Gomez fans furious over that Saved by the Bell reboot. I'll tell you why. Also, too.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
That is the weirdest thing ever. Mm. I thought it was a joke.
Mm-hmm. The show.
They're all like 45. Mm-hmm.
And still in primary school. What? Hollywood. Wow. Nicki Minaj also, she has introduced her baby to Twitter, and I've got the audio.
Thank you. It's on the way next.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yes, producer Jackson is here. Man, now tell us about this Saved by the Bell reunion, because I saw this on my feed the other night. I didn't know what it was. Is it an actual full-blown reunion?
Yeah, it's a full-blown reboot. God knows why. I never watched Saved by the Bell, so I don't really get the hype around it, but people were stoked. For some reason, though, Selena Gomez has become the butt of one of their jokes, and fans aren't happy. So do you remember in 2017 she got a kidney transplant from one of her best friends?
Of course,
For some reason, Saved by the Bell has taken this as something that's funny. So I'll play some audio about the initial thing that got fans riled up.
I know for a fact that Selena Gomez's kidney donor was Justin Bieber's mom. God, I wish that I had my phone so that I could prove it. It was Demi Lovato's kidney.
So that was the first thing. But then in the background on the wall, it's got some graffiti and it says, does Selena Gomez even have kidneys? Like, it's just a very odd thing to joke about.
And in poor taste.
Yeah.
Like, what?
So I'm thinking maybe... Is that a writer or is that a somebody on set with an axe to grind?
Yeah, so it's the writing team. So they've come out and they said, we apologise. It was never the intention to make light of Selena's health. We have been in touch with her team and they've made a full apology and a donation to the Selena Gomez Lupus Fund for research.
You know what? Looking at this, I've just pulled some things up on the show. Here's a cast of has-beens.
So it was a show from the 1980s to the 1993, because I never saw it either. It's a bit sort before my time.
But, like, it was based in a school.
Mm.
Like, it's just odd.
And now, do you know what? It's going to look like the Mario Lopez and all of that sort of thing. But do you know what's really weird about these reboots that are based around schools, like 90210, Saved by the Bell? They all come back and be teachers, and then the ones that aren't teachers and guidance counsellors are still hanging around the school and someone should call the police on them.
Yeah, like, it's very
just a very weird vibe. Moving on to Nicki Minaj. I'm very excited because she's a mama now.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's introduced her baby to Twitter, and do you know what?
What?
Very cute. Normally I'm not into this. It's like when people tell you about their dreams when they play you baby audio, but she's put this up.
Yeah, it's birth, Papa Bia. Say hi. Aww, you said hi to the boss. Good boy.
Also, too, they're saying don't expect any new music from her in the near future because she's got a no-nanny policy and is completely focused on just being a mum for the next couple of years.
Good for her. I like that.
I love Nicki. Cool. I really do.
She's a cool... I think she's very cool.
Could you imagine Nikki as your mum? She'd be mad at you just spitting raps. Clean your room. Clean your room.
I feel like she'd be more responsible than Cardi B.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
But still just as fun.
Funner, I reckon.
You reckon?
Yeah. She'd buy you better gifts as well. Cardi B's going to Kmart. You know, he's going to Gucci.
Yeah, true.
Thank you, Jackson. Our new sum up next with Hamish here at 105.3 New FM is 6.59. And our big announcement, only minutes away, an international superstar is coming to Newcastle, and we have your tickets.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Now, guys, we did tease a big announcement. A massive international superstar is touring here in Newcastle next year.
Yeah.
Should we find out who it is?
Yeah, who is it?
Hey, everybody.
Don't miss Keith Urban Live in 2021.
I'm Keith Urban.
Tickets on sale 12 p.m. Tuesday, December 8th. Head to keithurban.com.
We've come a long way since we were strangers.
Or win them with the Novos.
Love, Keith.
Love, Keith.
Love free tickets.
When I was with you, baby, I was so
105.3 New FM's 105 Days of Summer.
Oh, yes, indeed, guys. Right across the summer, we have the prizes you love right here at New FM. Keith Urban tickets, they're on sale on the 8th of December, so we've got them early.
Yeah, we do. And we're giving them away this week.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
The phones are already going off. So, we are giving away our first round of tickets exclusively here on the Novos after 8 o'clock this morning. So, keep listening, and we'll tell you how to win those a little bit later.
Very, very exciting. Keithy, lots
of bras and undies being thrown on stage at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre, I feel.
I wonder if Nicole Kidman's going to come with him on tour.
Oh, I hope so.
Imagine her here in the Hunter. Oh,
that'd be so good. Have you ever done that, Jade, at a concert?
Throwing panties?
Like a bra or undies on stage?
I can say no. I've thrown them at my husband after, like, he's performed at home, but not to him on stage.
Excellent.
Jade's too tight. Wouldn't want to waste the money. That stuff's expensive, you know.
It is.
Guys, up next, we are switching gears a little bit here. There was a story out yesterday about a five-year-old boy from Lake Macquarie who had to be rushed to hospital after a dog attack by his own family dog. I mean, pretty full on. So the dog apparently is set to be euthanized, and I sort of thought we should have a bit of a debate about whether this should be the case, because it is their own family dog.
Mm.
And it's been described as a Rottweiler type breed, and that's the debate that's out there.
So the little boy is okay.
The boy.
Well, I wouldn't say okay.
Injuries, but they're not life threatening injuries. But, you know, he's probably going to have some pretty serious scarring and stuff like that. And there's an investigation that's been undertaken with the police and local council. So that's the debate. 13109, do you think this dog should be euthanized?
I think it should be.
Straight away.
Absolutely. As soon as any animal, like dog, turns on family or just the general public, I think if it has that streak in it, it's got to go.
See, I sort of disagree. I'm on the other side of the fence in this, because I think, you know, until they investigate, you don't know if the little boy was pulling on the dog's tail or its ears. And, you know, if a dog feels like they're under threat for whatever reason, that's their only way to defend themselves. So you don't know what the little boy was doing. Yeah, it's not okay that the dog attacked him. But in saying that, just to go and end an animal's life is a bit extreme when you could manage the dog's behavior and prevent it in the future.
Okay, think about this, Jade. Here's a little boy, 5 years old, yeah? So he will have psychological problems, I'm sure, for a long time after this. The scarring on the face.
So what, that's reason to euthanize the dog? We're okay to euthanize a dog because they can't speak up for himself, but what, murderers are out there and we don't put down murderers?
What if it killed him, Jade?
Anyway, this is the debate.
13, 10, 09.
Team Maddie, the dog's got to go instantly. Team Jade, More investigation.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
13:10:09, should this dog be euthanized? Of course, it attacked a five-year-old child from its own family, which in itself a little bit disturbing. That's the debate. Team Maddie saying absolutely. Team Jade saying warrants further investigation. Should we go to the phones?
Yeah, we
Let's
are.
Do it. Keelan, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Should the dog be euthanized or, you know, should it get a reprieve?
I think that for a family dog to turn around and attack a kid has to be pushed to a certain point, you know? I don't think that it should be put down necessarily. Depending on further investigation.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, so you're on my side of the fence, and that's my thing, because if parents aren't supervising their kids around a dog, because I've seen it. I've actually had to pull a kid up once before because they were getting rough with one of my dogs. And I'm like, can you please not? Because the dog bites you, it's your fault. Like, yeah. At the end of the day, because if a dog's pushed to that, they don't, you know, they can't speak. That's how they react.
Yeah, that's right.
There's different, but isn't there a difference between a bite and viciously mauling a face?
Yeah, well,
do you know what I mean?
It would have to be more than just jumping on the dog's back and trying to ride it like a horse for it to viciously attack you, I guess.
Like to be quite honest, I think, you know, if it's viciously attacking any human, I think that it needs to be put down because it's a danger. I mean, what if it killed that poor child? What if it had gone that little bit further and
yeah, well,
it killed
him? Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, but it didn't. And the thing is that if the dog is, it gets that limit, you've got to look at the owners. How has the owner raised the dog? You got to manage the dog's behavior. I don't think, you know, this is what infuriates me. Well, like, there's murderers out there that go around killing.
It's not the same.
No, it is the same. They go around there killing people. We put them in jail. Ugh. And then, you know, poor dogs who can't speak and who are treated poorly.
Not the same, Jane.
No, it is the same. And then what? We'll just go around and start euthanizing animals because, what, they can't speak and they can't defend themselves. I think it's very similar.
The thing, the difference is there's no jail for dogs.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Keelan, are you a dog owner?
I am a dog owner. I own a three-year-old husky.
Yeah, right. And how is your husky? Is it like a nice dog? Like, does it get vicious at times? How do you deal with your dog?
He is such a beautiful dog, but he does have his times of mischief.
Yeah.
But I do think that if he was to do something like this, it would be trying to train him further and trying to get him to realise, you know?
Correct.
I don't think that euthanisation wouldn't be my first option.
Thanks, Keelan. Appreciate your call. Next one, let's go to Robbie. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, darling.
Hello. What are your thoughts on this? Should the dog be euthanised?
Well, I don't think so. I agree with Jade. You've got to investigate it a bit more because I nearly had my right eye bitten out by a dog.
Yeah. Oh, really? And yeah. What was your experience? Like, how did it happen?
I was four.
Yeah.
It was my Poppy's dog. It was a dachshund. And apparently I tried to do a nice thing, which I thought was move the dog's food bowl out of the sun into the shade.
Yeah.
But you were taking its food, so it was upset.
Yeah. Yeah, and I bent down and Gidget, because she wasn't real big, she just took, you know,
went
don't
for a
touch
snap.
My food, and my head happened to be there, and I nearly lost my right eye.
Jeez.
Wow, Robbie.
No, I'm sorry to hear that experience,
thanks
but there's a perfect
call.
Example.
Well, do you know what, though? I'm all for an investigation. Don't get me wrong. Mm. If that kid has done the wrong thing and push that dog to that point, then sure. But there are certain sets of indicators that are put in place for dogs that are deemed to be too vicious for the public. There are actual markers in place. So if that dog is a vicious dog and it's done this to that child, absolutely it should get put down.
See, this is where I disagree
absolutely.
With you. Because you can, you know, that's where more training, you take that dog away from that family. Because there's no such thing as a bad dog.
Who's paying for it?
It's bad owners.
Who's paying for it? Who's going to pay for the dog to be taken away and retrained, Jade?
Well, just the same thing as we have taxes that paying criminals that do the wrong thing in jail.
Marnie.
Let's create a tax.
Hello, Marnie.
Good morning.
Hey, Marnie.
What are your thoughts on this? Do you think the dog should be put down?
I'm,
a bit of both, but I think I'm more team Jade. Like, I do think an investigation is needed. Like, a lot of factors could have went into, you know, the dog being, you know, aggressive or attacking the child, and by no means is it condoned or okay for a dog to do that. But there are ways out there, like, you know, behavioural analysis, or even if the owners don't want to keep the dog for safety reasons, maybe try adopting it to a family that doesn't have children, just to see how the dog goes and just give it a chance.
Yeah.
Yep, fair enough. Okay. Well, thanks for your call, Marnie. Appreciate
that. Thinking about it.
One more. Belinda, hey.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good, thank you. Belinda, should the dog be put down?
Yes.
Yeah. What are your thoughts behind that?
My thoughts behind that is that obviously the dog has dominance issues. Yes, it's not trained correctly, and probably is not submissive in the family. However, a child comes before an animal.
Yep.
And it has, there is no two ways about it. That dog has attacked its pack member because it feels like it's dominant. It is not for that family. That dog needs to be, I believe, put down. It's not a child. Your child comes before any animals.
Yep, agreed.
Humans come before any animals, and I think if people start feeling that or believing that, then, you know, it'll be a better world. Because people are putting animals before humans. Jade is putting a dog before a five-year-old.
Yeah, I am. I can say that because I figure, you know, an investigation needs to be had. Like, and the thing is, that child, Belinda, if it was doing the wrong thing...
What if it wasn't Jade? But what if it wasn't?
Yeah, let me hear me out. If the dog was what did the wrong thing, this is where you know, you need to look at the dog's behavioural issues. Take it out of that home and at least like train it properly, because I do believe there's no such thing as a bad dog. It comes down to bad owners.
I understand what you're saying, Jade, but it sounds like you're victim blaming a 5-year-old.
Well, if the 5-year-old did the wrong thing, and even if he didn't do the wrong thing, Belinda,
this family member, you're victim blaming.
Well, you're saying that no life, just because you're a human means like you're an animal doesn't mean that your life doesn't matter as much as ours.
Nobody's saying that, Jay.
Well, no, that's what Belinda's saying.
No, she's not.
Jay. Yes.
What I'm saying.
Sorry, Belinda.
What I'm saying is, until you actually have your own children, then you will actually understand what it is, how you should be protecting your child. And to me, that 5-year-old takes precedence over any animal. And to have that dangerous dog left in your family after it's been viciously mauled is a dangerous thing to have.
Just like
that dog needs to be removed, and if it cannot be retrained, it needs to be put down.
And do you know what, Belinda, just on your point as well, Jade, about, you know, there are no bad dogs, there are bad owners. Well, do you know what, I do believe there are bad dogs, just like there are bad humans. So it's the same concept applies. So, are you going to blame a murderer, for example, on his upbringing, or that he's a bad guy or a bad person?
Well, I'd say both. And personally, I would say both. And I'd say I don't believe that we should bring back euthanasia for prisoners who murder people and are convicted guilty.
Let's wrap this up. Thank you for your call.
I stand on the same point for animals and people. So, and you know what? I think that's fair and just in my world.
And do you know what? Until it happens to you, then it's very easy to sit on the other side, Jade.
Oh, please. You don't have kids either, High and Mighty.
No, I'm not saying that.
You can't just sit there and bring up that. Anyway, we've gone over time.
Yeah, massively.
And we're never going to agree on this. Rate the music after this. We're giving away a holiday.
You're right, Craver?
Yeah, great. Just chilling out over here.
To the beautiful Nelson Bay, I believe.
Yes, stay at the bay 4 nights opposite the Nelson Bay foreshore. If you did rate the music last week, we could be calling you in minutes at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
We have a holiday to give away.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is incredible.
So incredible.
We have a getaway to the beautiful Nelson Bay. You're going to be minutes from the marina. You know, you can go around doing all your last minute Chrissy shopping if you choose to. There's so many nice little boutique shops there. And why not go snorkeling at Fly Point? Beautiful.
Oh, great. It's one of my favourite places to snorkel.
Family picnics, ocean walks.
It's a two-bedroom apartment, 4 nights. incredible. Now, this is why it pays to rate the music. It takes under 10 minutes and you could win a holiday. Shall we give it away?
Yeah, I think we should.
All right, let's pull the number up.
Oh, cool, calling live.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good, I love this.
Do you?
Yeah, so dude, it excites me. It's the unknown.
Bit of a risk they don't answer, but worth it, I reckon.
Okay, here we go. Calling Colleen.
Hello.
Hi, Colleen. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Colleen?
Hey.
Hi. Hey, it's the Novos. You're live on the air. Don't swear. How are you today?
Awesome. Yeah.
Now, I hear you're driving a truck at the moment.
I am driving a truck.
Oh, well, look, your line's really bad, but... Are we just calling to tell you, you've won the holiday.
Hey.
4 nights stay at the Bay.
Are you so bloody...
All yours.
All yours. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you honk your truck horn for me? Good. I kind of heard it.
Hear it through the dodgy line. Yeah. That's good.
Oh,
she's
Colleen,
stoked.
You sound fun. Wish we could hear you. Thank you, though.
She sounds very young for such an old-fashioned name.
Colleen.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. You know, classic.
Nothing wrong. I love old-fashioned names.
Yoo-hoo, only me. Colleen Smart. Legend.
From Home and Away.
I made a bet with Jade how long it would take for you to bring that out.
Yeah.
Hey, any opportunity to make a Colleen Smart from Home and Away joke, I am there.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo, the Novos.
Hey, don't forget, we have your very first Keith Urban concert tickets after 8 o'clock this morning. He's coming to Newcastle next year for his tour. Yeah.
Amazing
so
news.
Good. I know, we're so excited. They're on sale from the 8th of December, so we have... your early tickets right here.
He loves Newcastle. I think he's performed here a couple of times.
He definitely does. He's got a... He's
getting some good people next year as well. Good.
Live music's back.
It's back. Hey, we are playing What's My Age Again next. This is where we guess your age just by talking to you and asking you a series of cryptic questions. Mm. Now, the rules for this game are... closest without going over.
Yeah.
Now, let's look at the leaderboard. I'm currently on 10 gold stars, slaying this game. Creevo, you're on 5.
No, I'm on 8.
8. You know, Jade hasn't updated the tally board in a while.
It's not my job.
Oh, it never is.
What are you doing right now? Updating it madly.
Only to make it easier for you.
7. So, Jade 7, me 10, and Creevo is on 8. Now, if you want to play, give us a call right now, 13 10 09. See if you can fool us.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Sandgate really does get a bad rap sometimes. You know, it's so lovely outside. Look out the window.
It's beautiful here
today. It's the heart of the whole region, I would say.
You know what? No, actually, we're not sitting at the traffic lights. We can do a Yui just down from our work.
Yeah.
I was sitting there the other day and I was looking, I was thinking, council should plant a few more trees along this strip, only because it's a main thoroughfare where a lot of people who are coming to holiday into Newcastle drive through.
Mm.
I was thinking, if imagine I was mayor of Newcastle, I'd put a few more like gardens in the median strips just to make it a little bit more...
The forgotten town.
Yeah, I'm imagining it like a, you know, like in Hollywood, they've got all those palm trees. Imagine we have
like
our
LA.
Own... Yeah, in LA. Like
on your
we have
way
our own
to Newcastle
version
Beach.
Here.
No, yeah.
I like it.
Newcastle is the Hollywood of Australia, I say.
Hey, guys, we are playing What's My Age Again. This is where we ask you a series of random questions and listen to the tone of your voice and guess your age. Obviously, we talk to a lot of people on the phones in our job and we get a good gauge of roughly who they are and how old they are. Currently leading this is me on 10 gold stars, followed by Creevo on 8 and Jade on 7.
I'm not very good at this game, but we're going to Shannon.
Rules closest without going over.
That's correct. Right.
Gets the point.
G'day,
hey,
Shannon. Hello, Shannon.
Hey, how are you going?
Hey, good, thanks. Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, thank you.
No, that's all right. All right, first question. How much did you pay for your last haircut?
45.
Okay. $45. It's a good deal, actually.
All right, next question. What was your last takeaway order?
Pizza. Domino's.
Domino's pizza. Yum. Okay, I've got this. You are 34 years old, Shannon.
I think you are 41.
Yeah, I'm going to say 38.
What's your age?
I'm 42.
Oh.
38. What did you say, Kruver?
Jade, you get the point.
I get the point. Closest without going over.
Brilliant. You know, part of this game is listening to each other's answers.
Well,
just
sure.
saying, guys. Just
that's
saying.
It, that's it. All right. Let's go to Roslyn. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, Roslyn. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. All right. Question number one for you. What time do you go to bed each night?
About
9:30. Ooh, quite early, quite early. All right, Jade, okay. Next question for you.
What brand of undies do you mostly buy?
Best and Less.
Best and Less knickers.
Right. You know what? I find the quality really good.
Well, there you go. Hey, you are 58, Roslyn. That's my guess.
Okay. I think you are 51.
Oh, I'm going to go with 42.
How old are you, Roslyn?
54.
One for me.
Oh, you got it, Creva. Another point. Excellent.
Excellent.
Thank you, Roslyn. Appreciate that. Nikki is next. Hello, Nikki.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thank you. Question number one for you, Nikki. What toys did you play with as a kid?
Oh.
Think back.
Actually, Matchbox cars.
Oh,
interesting.
Okay.
Timeless
classic,
as well.
Classic, yeah. All right, another question. Jade?
What's your idea of a good holiday?
Anywhere there's sun and surf.
Beach girl.
Yeah, I don't think you're a girl's girl.
Yeah.
I get that vibe. I reckon you are 41.
I think you are 51.
No, I'm going to say you're 30.
52, guys.
Got it.
Oh, there you go. Good job. Thank you so much. Oh. There you go, Crevo. You've caught up.
Yeah,
good
I have.
Good job.
What am I on? 10.
I think so.
Crevo and I, 10 all. Jade.
I'm on 8 now.
Good job.
Moving up.
Thanks for calling, ladies. That was good.
Good stuff.
Excellent. Maddie, of course, you have been dieting recently. You're looking good. You're looking svelte.
Thanks.
Bit of an update, because yesterday Jade took on the role of your very own Michelle Bridges.
She did, and I regretted that decision instantly because she was right in my backside all day yesterday, and God, it was annoying.
No, I didn't even want the job. You made me take it.
Yeah, and I didn't make you, but you get off on the power trip, Jade. Oh, you really do.
I told you I'd only do this if you didn't whinge.
I'm not whinging. I told you you'd get some resistance as well.
You're whinging.
I did great yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh. I felt fantastic this morning. Really good.
Awesome. Well, let's hear all about it next.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
And I've been on a diet, guys.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
I worry about this because you two are constantly going to stitch me up when it comes to this. I can sense it already.
I want your every success, Maddie, because a healthy person is a long-living person. And as a friend, I want you to be around for as long as possible.
Thanks, Crevo. I mean, that is very sweet, but he's making out like I was, you know, a year away from death. I wasn't.
Well, no, it's not that at all. Anyway, yesterday after the show, Maddie, you made a request to Jade to basically for Jade to become your Michelle Bridges, you know, the army style shouting.
Bit of motivation.
Bit of motivation, yeah. Right? So
tough gig,
because
man.
She's relentless.
She is. She's very good at
in all aspects of her life.
Now, I saw this chat going down and I thought, better roll the tape over this because I know that there's going to be some funny moments. And didn't this deliver? So I want to talk about the first part here where Maddie and Jade Jade doesn't really trust that you're going to deliver, like, all of the promises that you have. So Jade already throwing down the gauntlet on a bit of trust issues. Have a listen to this. Play the one marked number one.
Okay, here we go. Yeah,
energy's not low at all. Look at you. Are you alive? I think so. Your energy's not low. Your being is all energy.
Do you want Jade to be your trainer or not?
No, I regret that segment.
Well, you've already too committed late. To it, though.
Too late. I wish we had someone I could test your poo stool.
Oh, geez.
Actually find out what... Can we do that?
Jade, you're not testing my on this show. That will never happen.
Yeah, because they could actually tell me what you've eaten. That would actually be quite funny.
Are you thinking that Maddie's going to cheat and not send you photos of everything?
Yes.
You're not testing my stool. Yes. That is not happening.
Yes, I am.
That's
I'm going to find out how I can do it.
You know, you really did go too far there.
No, Maddie. I didn't. Okay, so anyone who knows Maddie, if you listen to the show, you know Maddie's weakness is a good hamburger. He loves to lash out on the junk food. And I just don't believe that you could resist. So I said, I'd like to test your stool.
Make sure you're not eating sure junk food and cheating on Jade.
Cheating on me. That's all I'm saying. 13109, if you
it's
can.
It's not happening.
If you have the facilities
happening.
To test Maddie's stools.
Not happening, Jade.
Okay. Right. Now, things got a little more interesting when Michelle Bridges, a.k.a. Jade Bridges, started throwing Maddie some techniques he might be able to use to lose more weight.
Why bother making rice paper rolls? Another broken one.
How much did you pay for that?
$4, Jade.
So now you're squandering your holiday money?
You f*** off, Jade.
You wanted me to do the job.
Does it smell off to you? Can you please smell it?
Oh, that does smell weird.
You happy?
Yes.
No.
You should have listened to me.
Give me the $4 back.
No. It's your own fault, isn't it?
That was rotten.
Oh.
That would have helped me lose weight.
Fish it out of the bin. You'll be really good then.
Do you want me to bring my Slim Tees in for you again?
No. Just let me do
that. Really bad. You shouldn't do Slim any of that sort of stuff.
Why?
No, because as soon as you stop drinking them, you just get fat again.
He only needs to be skinny for a month.
No, I don't, Jade.
3 weeks.
Jade.
God, we go on with some rubbish at the end of this.
Slim Tees is Jade's big idea for getting you skinny.
Well, they
remember
were.
How that went last time?
I kid you not, it flushes you out
pain.
Like no tomorrow.
And he was so sick last time. Terrible idea.
I'm not taking any tips from you, Jade. Just keep me account. Ask for the photos of my meals, and that's all I need from you, Duff.
You only sent me one picture of your meal yesterday, and that's it. I only got one.
Yeah, it was a good meal.
And how many meals did you eat yesterday?
So three? This is what I had yesterday. Yeah, no, I had a banana for breakfast. And yep, for lunch, I had some
that.
Cauliflower rice
yep.
with a packet of tuna.
Mm-hmm.
I had some olives to snack on in between lunch and dinner.
Mm.
And for dinner, I had a chicken breast with cauliflower rice and this beautiful jalapeno Byron Bay chili sauce. Very healthy.
Yeah, that's healthy. But you, why? It's all talk, isn't it? You only
you see, there was four
one
meals.
Picture. There was four meals, I only got
one
a picture,
picture
of one.
News time next.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Hey everybody.
Don't miss Keith Urban Live in 2021.
I'm Keith Urban.
Tickets on sale 12 PM Tuesday, December 8th. Head to keithurban.com.
We've come a long way since we've been
or win them with the Novos.
Love Keith.
Love Keith.
Love free tickets.
When I was with you.
105.3 New FM's 105 Days of Summer.
Yeah, we got all the prizes this summer. We're so excited. Keith Urban is kicking off his next world tour, The Speed of Now, right here in Newcastle at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. Tickets on sale the 8th of December, but... Of course, we have them right now
yeah,
to
we
give
do.
Away.
How exciting Woo! Is this?
If you are a massive fan of Keith Urban, give me and the show a call on 131009 right now. We've got a little game coming up next. It's pin the earring on Keith's face. So basically how this works, right, we have two pictures of Keith Urban on the board. Mm-hmm. We're going to blindfold both Crevo and Jade. They'll be playing for a contestant each. The closest person, mm-hmm. the closest to get the gold star on his earlobe, wins the tickets for their contestant.
Yeah.
I think it should be the right
okay.
ear as well.
The right
the
ear.
The right ear, because yeah. that's the one he's got pierced in the photo.
And we couldn't be putting like a little prick through the wrong ear. It'd be very painful for him, you know?
Well, they are. They're very painful sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know what? The pictures that you've printed out of Keith, Jade, wow, how unflattering. He's come a long way.
He looks different. Do you think he's had work done, actually? I think the photos taken are from, God, like when he was 20 years old.
I look at him and I look at the new picture. The only difference is he's let his blonde hair grow a little bit out.
A little bit longer.
Roots are longer.
Do you know what? His haircut there looks like a Just Cuts, like, you know, dye job. No good.
True with the foils. But we are live streaming this on our Facebook page right now, so you can see the board set up with Keith Urban's faces. And hopefully Crivo and I can win it for you this morning.
Oh, good stuff. You put the gauntlet down, Jane.
Yeah, we need two contestants.
Yeah, 13:10:09. Right now, Beyoncé, Halo, a 105.3 New FM. The first day of summer.
Happy summer.
Here.
Jade, Maddie and Crivo, the Novos.
There we go.
Hey, everybody.
Don't miss Keith Urban Live in 2021.
I'm Keith Urban.
Tickets on sale 12 p.m. Tuesday, December 8th. Head to keithurban.com.
We've come a long way since we were strangers.
Or win them with the Novos.
Love, Keith.
Love, Keith.
Love free tickets.
When I was with you, baby, I was
105.3 New FM's 105 Days of Summer.
Yeah, the only place to win these tickets is right here on our show all this week, guys. We're so excited for this.
Amazing.
Keith Urban kicking off his world tour right here in Newcastle. The Speed of Now coming in December 2021. We've got your tickets, Jay.
It actually kicks off here in Newcastle, the tour.
Yes, I just said that.
But to be the start of it, that's exciting.
The home of live music in New South
Wales.
Newcastle. So basically what we're doing here this morning, of course we've come up with some odd game to make you play to win these tickets. So we've got two pictures of Keith Urban stuck on the whiteboard here, and we've got some gold stars. Now the game here is today that it's Crivo versus Jade, both playing for a contestant. Now we're going to blindfold each of you. The closest to get the gold star on his earlobe, as if it's an earring, will win the tickets for their contestants. Mm-hmm. We cross it.
Pin the earring on the Keith is what we're calling it.
Yeah, watch our live stream right now.
If you want to see it all unfold.
Okay, we have on the phone today Chantel. How are you, Chantel?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. Big Keith fan?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
All right. We've also got Kathy on the phone. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. What about you? Love Keith Urban? You think he's a sexy, talented man?
He's a good-looking guy, but more than that, he's one of the best performers on stage and writes excellent songs.
Oh, good stuff, of course. Okay, well, Kathy, seeing you're such a big fan, we'll let you pick the person you want to play for you this morning. Do you want Crivo or Jade?
I want Jade because she's got no filter like me.
Okay. Did you say no filter?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
All right.
Chantel.
Chantel,
that means you've got Crivo. Let's do it, guys. Pop up Jade, you first today, please.
All right, okay.
They're just hopping up there.
Okay.
All right.
Crivo, I believe in you. You can do this.
We're gonna,
come on, Jade.
We're popping the blindfold on Jade right now. Do it for her, Crivo.
Come
just
on,
make
Jade.
Sure.
I'm challenging my positivity to you. I'm looking at her hands, Crivo. Don't put the blindfold on.
I love it. A bit of smack talk there between the ladies.
Come on, Jade.
Right, here we go. All right,
here she goes. She's going up to the board, sticker in hand.
Straight on.
Come on.
Yep, just exactly where you're
going. Go, Jade.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Jade,
she's
to the left.
She's
to the left, Jade.
She's placed,
to the left.
She's placed the sticker.
Okay. It's
don't
on.
Say
Come
anything.
On, I won't say anything.
Hop down. Here. All right, Crivo, pop your blindfold on. Jade's going to spin you around and give you the earring, the gold star earring.
I want a platinum one.
There's there's nothing
platinum
like
better than gold.
Yeah, there's nothing like seeing Crivo in a fluffy blindfold. It's quite fascinating.
Okay,
Crivo, off you go.
Oh, look, where are you going now?
Right there.
Oh no!
Oh, what a fool!
Just go.
Hey, that means Kathy, you've won the tickets, though. All yours. Sorry, Chantel.
Sorry, Chantel. But Kathy,
Prevo put his star, one, on the wrong side of the board, and two, not even on the piece of paper.
That's a silly goose. Thank you, Jade.
You're welcome.
Oh, good stuff.
Enjoy, and you've got the first tickets to Keith Urban in Newcastle.
They're so good.
Not even on sale yet.
Nah. That's what we do here. Very good. You're shocking at that game. Well, don't back Prevo.
No, don't blame it on
spin
me.
Spin the other way, which was a bit tricky.
Do you know what? I have a theory that the blindfold was too small for your face and maybe like a corner of your eye was popping out.
Well, it certainly wasn't judging on my performance.
Mm.
Well, we'll put
it wasn't even close.
We'll put the final picture of that on it to our Instagram at Jade Maddie Prevo. So you can have a look at it, and obviously we're going to be playing again tomorrow.
Yep, okay, Love It or Loathe It coming up next, Jade.
Yeah, actually, this one's right up both of your alleys, because I know you're Star Wars fan, so you're going to want to stick around for this Love It or Loathe It.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM.
I love it.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Righty, this is where I get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule, no fence sitting. And today's topic is collecting Star Wars memorabilia.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say loathe it.
Loathe it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys are fans.
Yeah, but I'm not keeping. I don't think I have anything really. Like Star Wars stuff around.
I have a pair of Star Wars boxer shorts, but that's about it. Oh, and socks. Jade purchased me some socks.
And have you, how many times have you worn them?
Twice.
Good. We'll keep track because Jade wants a tally at the end of the year.
Well, I bring this up because poor Darth Vader's helmet got stolen. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
So,
tell me more.
So, Darth Vader, his original helmet. Basically got stolen on Monday. 38-year-old Frank Herbert was arrested after he allegedly broke into the Bad Robot Productions building in Santa Monica and made off with the Star Wars, a whole heap of Star Wars memorabilia, but most importantly,
the original Darth Vader's helmet. Isn't that weird? Because the actor who was in the original Darth Vader's suit, David Prowse, of course, died earlier this week. So that's a weird connection.
That's no coincidence. That is a serious collector, I reckon, has paid like a thief to go get it.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Because that would have shot up in value.
Absolutely.
Like threefold, yeah?
Oh, maybe more. For a brief period of time, after like somebody famous passes away, their collectibles go up exponentially.
Well, this is where the story gets quite interesting. So the cops responded to the scene and were told by security personnel that the man, Herbert, had been captured on surveillance video illegally entering the building through the rooftop. So he climbed up the ladders into the roof and casually walked out with a shopping cart full of stuff. So he was, the police caught him pushing a cart down the street not too far away, which was full of...
Oh, so he's been caught.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though?
He has been caught now. He had original props used in the actual movies underneath a mountain of Star Wars pillows. There were two helmets, the iconic black one and a Stormtrooper one as well.
This is not the shopping cart you are looking for.
No.
imagined he was going to get away with it.
Oh, my God.
Not happening.
I like what you did there.
It's incredible, isn't it, that someone would go that length?
But you know what? It's
scaling a building.
It's just weird because people will scale a bit. I had a thief scale a five-story apartment building once and stole my laptop. But do you know what? At the end of the day, They can't sell them. People will know that's the original black market. I guess so.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars, probably. Anyway, he's caught, so.
Question, either of you were millionaires, just quickly, and you saw the Darth Vader helmet on the black market, would you buy it?
No. Because you can never sell it again.
Yeah, but you'll have it.
No,
you could set it up in a little room.
Not interested.
Interesting, okay.
Just watch the movies.
Yeah, exactly.
There it is.
You wouldn't buy the helmet and then donate it back to Hollywood?
No.
No.
Wow.
How weird. No. I don't want any of it.
News time up next. Although I do love Star Wars chat. Running late. Gotta go. Plus, Cash Cocktail is playing before 9 o'clock today. The Cash Kitty is up to $775 with one sound to go. We'll play it for you soon at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, of course it is the first day of summer today. Yeah. And at New FM, of course, it is 105 days of summer. And we have the best prizes in town, like family passes to Raging Waters. We're giving those away all across the workday.
How good.
This man, producer Jackson.
Yo, how exciting is that?
Amazing.
Also, too, we've got your summer songs sprinkled across your workday.
Yes. We love it.
Chaos Cruise. Yeah.
I haven't had this one for a while.
Yeah, I know. Dynamite's coming up as we go 105 commercial free. The man himself, Keith Urban and Pink together. One too many. And another summer song, DJ Sammy. How good is this sounding?
I love DJ Sammy.
This is great.
It's all kicking off after us at 9 o'clock. Your official at work station, Jay.
Just quickly, we all miss something.
What?
Obviously, being the first day of summer, it's huge, right?
Mm.
It's the 1st of December. You can officially, if you put up your Christmas trees. I had mine up early. I wasn't worried about getting
bad luck.
But if you're into that, put your Christmas tree up from today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't believe in luck, so you can just put it up whenever you
want. I did it early because I was a little
Because you
obsessed.
Love it, don't
I love
you?
It. I love
you
it.
You love the Christmas spirit.
But kids, you can put it up this afternoon.
Absolutely. Something a little different next. Yesterday on the show, we talked about how Lisa Wilkinson on the project had basically said since Meghan Markle left the royal family, she's now been able to talk more openly about the miscarriage that she had and experienced. Mm. And how good that it was that this rather taboo subject is now able to be talked about in the media. Meghan Markle wrote the big piece in the New York Times, and now, you know, the discussion is open. And yesterday we put the call out as a show for someone to maybe share their story to try and break down these stigmas so that if someone is struggling through a difficult issue like this, they don't feel so cut off from the rest of the world. That's what we're trying to achieve here.
Yeah, well, we're chatting to a very brave woman next who's agreed to come on and share her story in hope of helping other women that have gone through similar things, whether it be a stillbirth or a miscarriage.
Mm.
I think this is good.
It's important to talk about this. That's why we're doing it next.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Time for something more serious than we normally do on this show, but an important issue to cover. Initially spurred on by Lisa Wilkinson on the project, she, of course, talked about how, you know, essentially since Meghan Markle has left the royal family, she's been able to talk more openly about her situation with the miscarriage. Here's how it went down.
It's also a reminder of why they left the royal family. You know, there's Charles Spencer, Diana's brother. He's spoken about it and really, you know, sent his deep condolences. The royal family, meantime, say, this is a deeply personal matter. We don't discuss this. So had Meghan still been part of the royal family, she wouldn't have been able to share that story and help lots of other women and couples going through the same thing.
I actually really like Lisa Wilkinson for coming out and saying that because it was actually brutal, the trolling online towards Meghan Markle in regards to speaking out.
See, it's so ridiculous. It should be something that if you want to talk about it, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable to talk about perhaps one of the most, like, potentially traumatic experiences a couple could go through.
It's just, you wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy. And according to Sands, pregnancy loss impacts on more than 100,000 local families here in Australia per year.
See, that is just mind-blowing. Mm. And that's why yesterday I thought, the goal here is to try and just break down the taboo a bit. And by being, you know, we have a platform to talk about this issue that's not normally talked about. We put the call out for someone to maybe share their story, and that's what's happened. So we've put the call out
and we're joined by Nikki.
Hey Nikki.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thanks. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. Now, I believe this happened to you quite some time ago. Is that right?
Yes. We've been married since 1996, so it was quite early on in our marriage. We actually hadn't even spoken about having children yet, and I fell pregnant, and it was the most exciting time of our lives. You know, it was something that we hadn't expected, but it was absolutely welcomed, and it was the first grandchild on both sides of the family, so you could imagine that it was just joy all round.
Yeah.
Huge excitement.
Yeah, it was. It was an absolute delight, and we were excited. And, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're 3 weeks pregnant, 6 weeks pregnant, you know, how early it is, it still impacts your life.
Nikki, when this first happened to you, how were you immediately after it? Did it take a while to sink in, and did you suffer emotionally and mentally for a period after the miscarriage?
Absolutely. It took me a long time to get over my miscarriage. It was more like an embarrassed feeling, and I felt ashamed that I couldn't have a child.
Mm.
And you have all these people saying to you, coming up to you, and they absolutely think they are saying the right thing by saying to you, everyone means well, and says to you, you know, it's meant to be, and something must have been wrong with the baby. You don't say that, you know. You just want people to say to you and jump up and down with you and scream with you and say, you know what, it sucks. It absolutely sucks. It shouldn't have happened. You know, you should be able to have this baby. You know, it's just wrong.
Yeah. Because that was going to be my next question is, I think I haven't experienced a miscarriage, but when someone says that they have, the right words to say, you're saying, is to obviously empathize with them and feel what they're feeling. Is that the best way to handle it? Because I think that's why a lot of the time this isn't why it's talked about, because people genuinely don't know what to say.
I agree 100%. People don't know what to say, and that's 100% why it's not spoken about. But I think you need to, empathise with people and say, you know what, it's a really shitty thing that's happened.
Mm.
Sorry, am I allowed to say shitty?
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's fine.
And the worst thing to say is, you know, something was wrong with it. It was meant to be. You know, that really hurt deeply.
Yeah, deeply. How terrible.
Nikki, just for some context, how far along were you?
I was only eight weeks, but that's what I said before.
No amount of time. And that's
another thing people used to say, oh, you were lucky you were only 8 weeks. You know what, guys? Your baby is growing inside of you.
It's still alive.
It is still alive. And, yeah, I was 8 weeks, but it was still our baby.
Now, the story for you has, ended, you know, in a great way, because now you've got three beautiful children. Is that right? How old are they?
We've got a 22-year-old boy. He's studying civil engineering at university. We've got a 21-year-old son. He's a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a 13-year-old daughter. He's in year seven. So we're very, very, very blessed.
You must be so proud of them for what they've achieved already.
Super proud.
Nikki,
Super proud. Do
you still think about your child that you lost?
We think about our child all the time. It's something that will never leave us. You always think, I wonder what our child would be like.
Mm.
You wonder if it was a boy. You wonder if it was a girl. You wonder what your child would be doing now. You know, you just always wonder.
Have you spoken to your children about your loss?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they know, yes.
Was that difficult? Like, how did they, at what age did you tell them that? I'm out of curiosity, as a parent, I'm sure that would have been very hard to do, and a lot of people probably wouldn't tell their children because they don't know how to have that conversation.
Yeah, we're a quite open family. So they were probably 10 and 11 when I told our boys. My daughter was probably the same age. There's quite a large gap between our two sons and our daughter.
Mm.
But yeah, they're quite aware. And we didn't sit them down and have a really sad talk about it. Even though it was sad for my husband and I,
yeah.
we didn't try and make it a sad conversation to them about it.
I know we have to, unfortunately, we need to wrap this up, but sorry, Maddie, just one other question. I think this is really important. How did you get through it? Is there something, if a woman or if a couple are experiencing that right now, a miscarriage or have in the past, how did you overcome it? Is there anything that you can recommend or a service that
worked for you
that helped you?
The only thing that helped me was cry when you want to cry, scream when you want to scream, take the time out to lie down and rest, just listen to your body. That's really all I can say, is listen to your body and do what you want to do, not what everyone else tells you to do. You know what you want to do, and you can make the best decisions. I honestly, truly believe that.
Mm. Nikki, thank you so much for being so brave and coming on the air in front of so many people and telling your story. We really appreciate it, and we really do hope that's helped somebody out there that, you know,
that's the whole
can hear another
this.
Voice on the radio. Thank you so much. And, of course, there are some great organisations for this. Mm. SANS being one of them. They are Miscarriage, Stillbirth and Newborn Death Support. They are available to talk 24 hours, 7 days a week on 1-300-072-637. And of course, if this segment has brought up any feelings in you that have disturbed you, or you're feeling you need to talk to somebody, please contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Good stuff, guys.
Yeah.
The cash cocktail is up next. We have $775 in the kitty today. We have one sound left which you need to identify. If you can tell us what it is, that means you win the money. We know that number one is an electric toothbrush. Number two is a plug getting pulled from a kitchen sink. So we need the last one. And the cash is all yours, guys. We'll play next on 13 10 09.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
The Novos Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash.
And only on Newcastle's New FM.
Cash, cash, money back. Cash, cash, money back.
I'm getting old. Things are annoying me.
What's wrong, Maddie?
You hit your 30th.
Things frustrate me. I'm sorry, Jade. I shouldn't get angry that you talk on your microphone after the mics have turned on.
Well, I didn't know that the mics were on.
Yeah, you're in your own world. Anyway, hey, we have $775 to give away today with the Novos Cash Cocktail. There is one sound standing between you and the money. Great for Christmas. Take a listen to them.
Plus, don't forget, everyone who gets on the air goes in the draw to win 12 cocktail cans. These are pre-mixed, delicious cans, all thanks to the Newcastle Distilling Co.
Yeah, absolutely. Our first up today is Wendy. Hello, Wendy.
Hi, how are you going?
Hey, doing well. Now, I do believe that you have 9 kids. That must be quite the handful.
Yeah, they're all grown up now, thank God.
Oh, oh wow. How old's your youngest?
16.
And your eldest?
Is 38.
Wow.
You've been a busy woman, Wendy.
Yeah.
Busy woman.
Busy life.
Good on you. I think it's nice having a big tribe. My mum grew up in a
good
big family.
You must have a great Christmas with all the family, Wendy.
Yeah, it gets a bit crazy.
I'm tired from it already.
All right. Well, we need sound number 3 from you for $775. Wendy, what do you think it is?
I think it might be when you put a coin into, like, a vending machine, like a drink machine.
Great guess, not it.
Sorry.
You're in the draw for those cocktail cans.
Alrighty, we're going to Tracy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Hello.
What day is it? Big Tuesday. Jeez, I thought it was Thursday all of a sudden. I wish. And no plans for the weekend yet?
Yes, it's my little grandson's second birthday.
Oh, congratulations. Aww. How lovely. What are you going to do?
We're just having a little family party at home.
Do you know what's great about kids under three's birthdays?
The cake.
You don't have to spend money on a present.
That's like,
not an expensive gift. They're not going to know.
Oh, they like the paper better anyway.
Exactly right.
Just wrap up the cardboard box.
All right, Tracy, what do you think our sound number 3 is?
I'm going to take a guess on using a stapler.
No. Thank you.
All right, Shanna, lucky last this morning. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Excellent. Let's win you $775.
Oh, I'd love it.
Yeah. All right. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say the little tabs on the guess who game, like pushing them down.
Oh, great guess.
Yeah.
Really good. It's not it.
Sorry.
Such a creative guess, though. Have a great day.
You too.
Can we drop a small clue?
I don't know if we're
allowed. I'm not doing it without checking with the boss.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to get in trouble.
No, it's not. It's okay. It's a small clue. We've got to give the favours out sometimes. I think, okay, this is what we'll say. It is related to kids.
Okay, that's the clue. It's related
that's the
to
clue.
Kids.
There you go.
That's
done.
It. Maddie's done it. Get that on record.
Get that on record. Jade and I had nothing to do with this.
Oh, you never do. Do you know what? You guys are too safe. Licky, licky to the boss. Always. Good morning, Jackson. How are you today?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah. 105 commercial free, kicking off in minutes.
Yeah. This song reminds me of that movie Daddy Daycare. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
Never watched it.
Oh, Adam Sandler.
Prevo. No. Eddie Murphy.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I have no idea.
Don't try and relate to me, then get it wrong. Yeah. Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. A bit of Semi-Charmed Love as well. Also too.
Yep.
Your summer songs sound like Justice Crew. Boom, boom, boom.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Plus too, I've got those tickets to Raging Waters across your workday as well.
Do you know what? These things are in hot demand. So basically we need to listen out for the splash, yeah?
Mm, yeah, listen out for the splash across the workday and be first through. Phones are hot though, so you got to be quick.
Yeah, if you want to get wet with Raging Waters.
So good, guys. Enjoy your afternoon today, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Happy Merry Christmas, everyone. It's the 1st of December, so
happy
we can start
of summer. Do you want to go to the beach today? For a swim?
Yeah, actually, I wouldn't mind a dip.
There you go.
Do you want to come, Prevo?
Come on to the beach.
Too busy today?
Yeah, of course you are. All right, well, you enjoy your work. We'll go to the beach.
Sounds like
see
good.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Prevo, the Novos.